Hello there. This is my first ever podcast. I don't really know if there's even going to be anyone listening to this, but I kind of do these just to let out my thoughts. And it is currently 2 a.m. in the morning and I cannot sleep, so I want to talk about OCD. And yes, that came out of nowhere, but it truly is terrible and I hate it. I just want to talk about the interpretation of OCD first and how people view it. Some people think it's just being very neat and having to have everything in order and in place, and just everything has to be perfect. That's kind of like the umbrella term of OCD. It's not even that true. Actually, OCD is way more than that. It is way more in depth, and people actually have this and are struggling with it on a daily basis. Stuff like intrusive thoughts. And they are basically just thoughts that just come into your brain and they are unwelcomed and make you feel anxious and nervous, and you didn't ask for them. And they really affect how you go on with your life and how you respond in situations. How do you interact in situations? It truly is terrible because these thoughts just pop up in your head and just invade your privacy, invade your moment, and it's very stupid. And in my case, I have a series because it seems as if my intrusive thoughts like to change every week. I will be stuck with one for maybe like 1 week, and then the next week I will move on to another. I feel like after one is done with and I feel normal, another one just comes and invades my privacy again. And I guess that's a way to say it. It invades my privacy because it truly does. It invades your brain and it's not easy to get rid of. People with OCD, it is hard to get rid of these thoughts. Because you can't control it. They're everything that you feared, and then they just happen to invade your brain and kind of take over. And it's really hard to go on with because your brain is how you function, and when you have these intrusive thoughts, it can affect how you function. So now I'm just going to talk about, like, I guess how my OCD really just got started. I never really knew I had it, but in seventh grade, I did do these things like the stove had to be off. I had to check that it was off. All of them had to be off. And once I checked it, I left the kitchen and I came back. And I came back for like 5 times or more in a night just to check that they were off, even though I've already known they were off. Then it got progressively worse and I started having to go from the stove to the oven, making sure that I click the cancel button on the oven 3 times. It had to be 3 times exactly until I know that it is off. And then I would have a thought like, if this refrigerator doesn't close before the beep, my whole family dies. And yes, it's terrible, but they are intrusive thoughts. I also have a habit, because sometimes people have habits in OCD too, kind of like a tick. I think that's what they are called. Basically, I have like a whole ritual on my phone before I go to sleep, and it all started in seventh grade when I accidentally posted a makeup video on my Instagram story on my normal Instagram page where all my schoolmates were, and I was embarrassed. So from then on, I always checked my apps to make sure I didn't post anything, and I had to refresh the page 3 times for all of my social media apps, 3 times before I could fully exit out of the tab. And I don't know why it has to be 3 times. It just has to be. It's like my lucky number, I guess. And so I still do it, actually. I'm going to have to do it before I go to sleep today as well. I always have to do it every night. And yeah, well, it is hard. People really don't understand. I know some people are like thinking intrusive thoughts, like, oh yeah, I have intrusive thoughts. I had a thought of going and running and picking up this rock while we were on a walk with my friends. Like, that's not intrusive thought. I don't really appreciate when people romanticize it and kind of like put a bow on it and be like, yeah, I have it. This is like, and make it all cute. It's not cute. It's horrible. And it truly is not about that. It is truly like seeing your neighbor and thinking about punching them in the face kind of thing. And like, you wonder, why did I think that? But again, it invaded your brain and you didn't welcome the thought, but it is there, and you feel uncomfortable and you feel anxious, and that is just how it is. That is how it's gonna be. So it sucks. But basically, that's where I'm gonna end this podcast for now. If anyone actually listens to this, please let me know if you have the same issues or what I said was relatable. And yeah, thank you for listening. Have a great day or night whenever you're listening to this. And yes, thank you. Also, should I make a part 2?